Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Korea's new president. South Korea's president-elect Lee Myung-bak said Thursday that he would not hesitate to criticize North Korea's authoritarian government one day after he won a landslide victory, pledging to get tough with Pyongyang. "I assure you that there will be a change from the past government's practice of avoiding criticism of North Korea and unilaterally flattering it," Lee said at his first news conference as president-elect. "The North's human rights issue is something we cannot avoid in this regard, and North Korea should know it." That's from the Chae Sung-hun, New York Times. So, is there trouble brewing in Chosun? Kim Jong-il has been strangely silent about the news of his counterpart's election in the South. What will happen if Lee follows through on his promise to get tough? Was he just making a campaign promise? Is he really still a bulldozer, a nickname assigned to him years back to suggest he tackles big problems in a big way? Well, he's got a decades-old problem a few miles up the road. If he starts telling the truth about Pyongyang, what will Kim Jong-il do? More bombs? Preemptive strike? Or just more belligerent ravings a la communist dictators? Word is, Lee will also be friendly with our outgoing president. That's going to add fuel to the peninsula's fire, for sure. He has 1 year to team up with Bush and get things going on a serious track. I say serious because negotiations thus far with North Korea have been tragically laughable. With the nations of the world in relation to North Korea, it's been you lose a few and you lose a few. Maybe with Bush and Lee on the same page, we get to win one. I remember when the Iranians decided their hostage-taking days were put on hold when Ronald Reagan was elected here. Will Lee's election signal the same to the world's leading Stalinist, doing business as the world's leading Juche-ist? Well, no man is the ultimate answer. Bush turned out to be a man, after all, made some mistakes. Some say he was above the law at times. Lee has a couple such skeletons lurking. Under Korean law, he'll be beyond prosecution for some allegations on that magical day in February when he's sworn in. Let's hope he makes it until then. But men are men. God himself is the answer. Is God putting things in order to set things right in the Koreas? And we can't forget to pray, and you know this is a prayer list, not a political discussion, right? Can't forget to pray for the next president on these shores. We must have another righteous man leading us this time. A strong leader. What a mix is out there. The former mayor of New York looks pretty good, and he has that mayorship in common with Lee, who is the former mayor of Seoul. And he's just as tough. But does he share Lee's Christian convictions? There's the former governor of Arkansas with all the right Christian labels, but a well-deserved liberal tag, too. The guy from Utah and the pair claiming Chicago is their own, well, and American believer prayer is the only thing that will convince God that we are serious about being a holy nation where Christ's work can proceed without distraction. The throne room is open to our requests. For if the wrong man comes into office here, the balance of power is upset again. Very few men understand the tyranny of North Korean leadership. Most are afraid to deal with it. Bush is not afraid. Lee says he will not be afraid. We can bet Reagan would not have been afraid facing today's issue there. But who is left in our nation who will stand up to a bully? Best wishes to Mr. Lee. May God make our two nations great partners, bringing liberty and thus the free preaching of the gospel to many millions. Amen. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of morning calm.